Okay. He's discussing over here the chesed of tshuva, okay, and how chesed that Hashem does doesn't conflict with the din. V'chein kol shaar da'achin chesed. All the chesed Hashem does, k'inyan b'ro mezak abba, that sometimes he'll give a schus to a father because his child does mitzvahs. Oy mitzvahs nefesh k'chol nefesh, ha'muzkar b'divrei chachamim, derech chesedim l'kabel l'samuot k'merubah. Everything fits within the context of din. There's a pshat. The chesed of Hashem is not random, and it doesn't undermine the din. It's a way to, quote unquote, without lack of a better word, manipulate the din. That the din doesn't have to be as strict, and it can be soival a certain amount of rachamim. Okay, ah, shivatu klom, but that Hashem should give up of for nothing. This is neged the din. Ki kvar lo mishpat v'din amiti badvarim, alken ze yevshol klal. There's no din to that. V'mecha, but if you have nothing, no way out, the din will survive. There will be din. Okay. Therefore, there is no excuse, and Hashem is keeping track of all of everything we do, even the big, the small. Hashem loves everything we do, no matter what it is. Okay, fine. None of our guests, I'm going to say over the part of the parasha. Finish the parak. I don't want to start parak here right now. So, Jason, you listening? So unbelievable to shtickle over here. I said it over last year, I think. Just want to find it because it's really cool. It's a very cool shtickle. So this week is Parshas B'Shalach, which talks about Kriyas Yamsuf, right? So I wanna say over an unbelievable Chazal. The Chazal, let's say, what did the Jewish people do? Remember, I spoke this out. I don't remember this. What did the Jewish people do the night of Kriyas Yamsuf? So the I'm sorry, the night of Korban Pesach. The night of Korban Pesach, they were sitting there and they had nothing to do, right? Because they finished eating the Korban Pesach by Chatzos, and then they had to stay home the whole night. And they were probably a shtickle on edge, but they couldn't really do anything, couldn't go to sleep. And they weren't baking matzahs because the matzahs weren't ready for the morning. So what did they do the whole night? What?
Hello?
What did they do the whole night? So listen to this. The Zacht, the Maril Diskin. What they did was that it's an Oitzer Tfilis, and they bring it back in the Hishanas, who say Tvuim Bitzul Gzarim Yekarcha Ima Ma'avirim. So over there it says that they decided to take all the skins from all of the Karbonas Pesach and make tefillin. So that night they were busy making tefillin. You hear this? That night they were busy making tefillin. And they were mekabel upon themselves the mitzvah of tefillin. And therefore, at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf, they were actually wearing their tefillin. And it was in the schus of the tefillin that they were zoicha to Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's what the tefillah says. Tevuim betzul gezarim. They were tevuim in the tzul, in the depths of the Yamsuf. Yikarcha, the yikar tefillin, imcha ma'avirim. They were bringing along the tefillin with them. That's what it's saying in the tefillah.
Is that the Pasha Pshat with
As
those
far as the
things?
Pashup Pshat, what else could it mean?
I don't know who with them.
Right, so they say, so that's what it means.
So lame.
So the pshat is that the zchus for Kriyas Yamsuf was the tefillin, and it's a medrash shoych hartoif bezchus mitzvahs tefillin zochul
Wow.
Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay, that's what it says. Now, I found another connection between tefillin and Kriyas Yamsuf. The Meshech Chochma says that there was the pasuk, the Mechilta says, There were four psukim that there were nizgala, the amitius of it in Kriyas Yamsuf, and they're all four is connected to tefillin. Basically, Klal Yisrael at Kriyas Yamsuf was told, the Meshech Chachma says, of the secret that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meniach tefillin. Hashem also puts on tefillin. And it's weird. Why? First of all, why does Hashem put on tefillin? Second of all, why did we have to know that Hashem puts on tefillin? Why is it important for us to know what Hashem does with his time? We have to know Hashem puts on tefillin. Second of all, we don't have any chazal that says Hashem eats matzah. And it doesn't say anywhere Hashem, you know, shakes a lulav. So why does Hashem put on tefillin? Are you listening over there? Okay. So he says like this. This is the pshat. Bin Bachaya says that Rabbeinu Bachaya says that tefillin is Das Ashkin a Dovka we saw Tzuchel the Pool of Mitzvah Tzuchel, Ki Mitzvah Tzuchel, Oisi Shashkin Dovka Yimam, Shi Makefes is called Ktzavis. Tefillin represents that we are bonded with Hashem. That's what tefillin represents. So the idea of tefillin is it's like our wedding ring to a certain degree. It's our bond with Hashem. Now, you can't have a one-sided relationship. You need to have a two-sided relationship, and therefore the tefillin is only works if we know that Hashem also puts on tefillin. In our tefillin, what do we say? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. In Hashem's tefillin, what does it say? Mika Amcha Yisrael. That means that it's the tefillin is where we have that bond with Hashem. Therefore, we cannot put on tefillin if we didn't know that Hashem puts on tefillin. And that's why we have to know that Hashem puts on tefillin. Okay? Now,
it's like a Chris?
Right, kind of. And that's why that was what was miyuchid about Kriyas Yamsuf. Because Kriyas Yamsuf has an aspect in it which was more than all the Makis. All the Makis, you could think that maybe the point of the Makis was that Hashem was punishing the Mitzrayim. But over here, this was Hashem Ish Melchama. You find over and over again in Kriyas Yamsuf, there was an angle that Hashem made a war against Melchama against the Mitzrayim. Why? Why do you have to be a Melchama? It means that Hashem took it personally. Why? Because when you attack my people, you're attacking me. So now I'm going to take revenge against what you did to me. Till now, I was punishing you for what you did to them. Now I'm punishing you for what you did to me. So this, the amitius of how much Hashem is bound with Klal Yisrael, was revealed at Kriyas Yamsuf. And that's why Dafka, there's a kesher between the mitzvah tefillin and Kriyas Yamsuf. Because Kriyas Yamsuf is when our personal relationship with Hashem is solidified.
What was unique about Kriyas Yamsuf at that point?
Because it says over and over again in Kriyas Yamsuf that it's an inyan of milchama. That Hashem ish milchama, Hashem shemayim. Why is Hashem fighting a milchama? What's a milchama? You don't fight wars for no reason. You know when you fight wars? When someone attacks you. So what happened is that till now, Hashem was punishing them. You know why? Because Hashem was looking over the world. Let's say the Chinese would be battling the Japanese and they enslave them. It's really not nice. So Hashem has to set order in the world. So he punishes the Chinese for enslaving the Japanese. All right? But once he punishes them, it's over. There's no need to make a machama against them because he doesn't care really. Chinese, Japanese, I don't know what to say. Yeah. But you attack the Jewish people, I have to first of all punish you for the avla you did to society. You're a bad person. But there's another point. You started out with me. So the Kriyas Yamsuf was a personal nekama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Mitzrayim. You look in Rashi, it's in the whole, I have like six Rashis that say this. It says, Kan Nizgal Oifen Chodesh HaNagaz, and they said that Hashem, here was a nekuda of a Mechama. It says, Hashem yilachem lachem, v'atem ta'achrishun, pirush, Hashem yilachem lachem bishvilchem. Hashem's going to fight the war on your behalf, because what happened to you, Hashem's going to fight. V'chem about ki Hashem nilcham lachem b'mitzrayim, it means b'mitzrayim. Be'eretz mitzrayim, k'shem she'elu lo'ikim aliyam, kach lo'ikim osu sh'nishur b'mitzrayim. Meaning, even the ones that went to mitzrayim, there's a new melchama happening now. I have to give them a melchama. So what's the idea of a melchama? Is because someone attacks you. So this is where Hashem says, now they attacked me. I never responded to this yet. I still have to respond to the melchama aspect. So there's a new melchama aspect, and that's the point of Tefillin. Because the Tefillin reminds us of this point. Unbelievable. Shtickle. Alright? So that's the kesher between Tefillin and Kriyas Yamsuf. You got it?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It is cool.
That gives it a whole new meaning right now.
Right. Because when we put on film, we realize Hashem's rapping with us. That it's the only mitzvah like that. There's no other mitzvah to it other than that. All right? Did you ever think of that? Or why? Why doesn't the Gemara Brachas talk about what time of the day does Hashem put on tzitzis? What time does Hashem say Kriyat Shema? No. Okay, your boy say?
About this, how do you make tefillin one night?
And it's the night of Pesach, you're not allowed to do melacha. It's Gekasha, Esmer, all this thing. Okay, Kultum, good to see you, man.
I don't know if they were Muslim.
Thank you, Rabbi.
What?
I was going to say that. I just had